Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Aaron Pennington. Publix decides to take over Nashville. A Wedgwood Houston co-op announces their new tenants for a historic building. And it's time to see where your tax dollars are going for the new fiscal year in Nashville. I'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. All right, happy Friday, Nashville. Been very thankful for the good weather this week in Nashville. It is very hot, but, you know, it is always better than being very cold. I think that is the nice trade-off that we have here. Okay, so what is happening in Nashville today? Well, the budget passed recently, passed this week in Metro Council. We're going to be talking about that here in just a bit. Also, my dad joins me on the podcast to talk about what he would do for Father's Day down here. So stay tuned for that. And we're going to be talking about some development news and, of course, some food. So let's head straight to the development news, where apparently Publix is on a nonstop roll to just be on every corner like Starbucks is in Seattle. According to the Nashville Business Journal, Publix Supermarkets is eyeing another Nashville location. They are in the works for a mixed-use project in Sylvan Heights, according to the Nashville Post. The Florida-based grocery chain would be the anchor tenant of a development at 3900 Charlotte Avenue near the L&L Market. It's going to be produced by CHM Development. They're redeveloping the site, and there are plans that also include 300 apartments and 46,000 square feet of retail. That's quite a bit of retail, according to documents obtained by the Post. If you want to see all the other locations or what this would be similar to, you can look at the Capitol View location. This seems very similar to what Publix is aiming for on the west side of town right now. Another notable note from the Nashville Business Journal in the development sphere, Wedgwood Houston development has landed its first tenants. Well, first is first in quite a while, actually, because this is the inside of the May Hosiery, which has been in Nashville for quite a while. How about through all of the world wars and everything? And they actually made bombs there. We talked a lot about this in our neighborhood series. If you want to check that out for Wedgwood Houston, you can go to YouTube and look at our neighborhood series on Wedgwood Houston. We talk a lot about this place in the history of this area. But the May Hosiery Co-op, which is located inside the May Hosiery project inside of Wedgwood Houston, it's a community drive retail concept featuring local designers, merchants, and products, and it provides first-time brick-and-mortar opportunities for its tenants. The project also aims to have on-site cultural programming and neighborhood experiences, which Wedgwood Houston is known for having that kind of neighborhood where they open it up, have big art scenes and art nights and everything like that in their area already. So this would be a great addition to that. It's located at 518 Houston Street, and the inaugural tenants include Relic Home, Be Good Market, Gift Horse, Ranger Station, which they focus in on high-end candles, diffusers, The Lot Showroom, a boutique textile firm, and this May Hosiery Co-op will incubate and showcase up to 12 merchants at a time. Each space will range from 300 to 500 square feet, according to a new release. So it seems like a great place for a lot of creators to get their start with the co-op. They are, if you're interested in looking for that, maybe look into the co-op, see if you're a business owner, if that would be right for you. What's right for us here on the podcast is always talking about local food. Recently went to Mitchell's Deli in East Nashville. It is a staple for that neighborhood. We're actually going to be talking about Mitchell's Deli and an old restaurant called Rudy's on tomorrow's episode of the Nashville Story with Nashville cinematographer Jordan Hyde. He's been on the podcast a few times, but makes a great appearance back here. We filmed it all. It's fantastic. We talk about Twitch. We talk about a lot of food here, what his favorites are, where are good travel destinations, and also we throw around the question, are dinosaurs real? So you will want to tune in to that episode because maybe there's a compelling case for that. I don't know if I'm convinced, but it was a very interesting conversation nonetheless. But Jordan Hyde has filmed for Garth Brooks. He's filmed for just about everybody in town and is an incredible human. So stay tuned for that. We filmed that. That will be available tomorrow on or any podcast platform as well as YouTube. All right, let's get back to Mitchell's Deli. Let's see, what did I have at Mitchell's Deli? They have tons available now that they are open back up, so it's not just a walk-up. You order at a window, and you take your order, and you walk back out. They're actually fully back open and having a full restaurant experience, so got some bread there to go. There's a bakery from Clarksville that provides bread to actually sell there in the restaurant, so I got some of that. Hi-Fi cookies. I got some Hi-Fi cookies while I was there. Also got the, I believe it's the Mitchell's Club sandwich, which was fantastic. It is such a filling club sandwich. The bacon was incredible. And I always love the sandwich varieties there at Mitchell's Deli. Also, just a note, they have some of the best ranch dressing I think I've ever had. So if you're looking for a great sandwich or salad or kind of sub place, then might as well give Mitchell's Deli a try in East Nashville. All right, let's head over to Explore's Nashville tip of the day. All right. As you know, Father's Day is in 2 days. And if you are wondering maybe what you will do with your father on Father's Day here in Nashville, or if your family is in for the weekend, we did an entire episode yesterday covering activities to do on Father's Day here in Nashville. So make sure you check that out. Also, I am joined on the line by my dad, who has experienced a lot of Nashville throughout the last few years, and he's going to give us some advice on this.
Hey,
if you had to design your perfect day, what would you put on that list?
Okay, as Father's Day is technically, I guess, what, the 20th, this Sunday, is that correct?
I believe it's the 20th.
Okay. I believe it's correct. Yeah, 20th, this Sunday. Well, I wouldn't go down early. I would leave E-Town, get down Nashville by 11, and I would go to a Sunday afternoon Sounds game.
Okay.
I maybe would sit in that restaurant, so I have a nice, what's the name of that restaurant over in center field, left field?
It's called Third and Home.
Yeah. I would probably go over Third and Home. I believe they have Sunday brunch and buffets or something of that nature. And I believe they have adult beverages. So I would sit there with one of my hard-headed sons. I have two of them. But with one of my hard-headed sons and his fiance, and enjoy a baseball game and possibly have an adult beverage. Okay, after the game, I would head to see head over to, was it Centennial Park?
Centennial.
And see the Parthenon. Yeah. The Parthenon is still a pretty awesome place. And Athena, Athena is one bad dudette. I'm just saying. She still is. I mean, you walk in there, and I understand how people, you know, a thousand years ago, would pay homage because she's a bad dude-ass, or at least that particular representation of her, she's a bad dude-ass. Okay, then a little bit later, as it's Sunday, I might not get to go to the listening room because they're closed, but then I would go to Fifth and Broad, sit up there in that new section that just opened. What's the name of that big restaurant? Is it Assembly Hall or something?
Assembly Food Hall, yeah.
Assembly Food Hall, the one right across from the Ryman. Sit there, watch the group, look at the Ryman, have a nice meal, let everybody go get the meal they want. And then we'll go over to the Ryman and watch Joe Bonamassa play. And life doesn't get any better than that. Just does not get any better than that.
That sounds
and then
like
we'll
a fantastic
stay over
day.
And head out the next day. really would. Yeah. So that's about it.
All right. So if you want to take that advice, music and a lot of other things to do, you can check that list out from yesterday's episode as well. Over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Make sure you check all of that out. All right, that is Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day. Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screened Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% of your next online order or in-person visit. Find them inside of Marathon Village or head to ScreenThreads.com. Also, if you're looking for things to do in Nashville, you want to get the full Nashville experience, you want to learn about Nashville, see downtown, and experience what this city is like, there is a fantastic way to do that, and that is by taking a historic walking tour with us. ExploreTours.com, XPLRTours.com. We have future dates available at XPLRTours.com, so make sure you are looking at times and availability for that. ExploreTours.com, you can use the code NASH, code NASH, all caps NASH at checkout for 20% off. And if you're wondering, where am I going to park if I come downtown for a downtown tour? Well, thanks to our new sponsor, Premier Parking, they have a solution to that. Parking too often feels like an inevitable evil. But Premier Parking does not accept that, and neither should you. Premier Parking is saying goodbye to long lines at the meters and hello to Metropolis, the new way to pay for parking. It's easy to use, and a one-time registration makes the hassle associated with parking meters a thing of the past. To sign up, text PMD, sign up to 24578. That's PMD, SIGNUP, to 24587 to get Metropolis today. Thank you to Premier Parking for sponsoring this episode. And if you want to get more involved and see what we are doing around Nashville, what we Explore specifically are doing, you can sign up for our texting platform. And all you have to do is text us at 615-392-1358. And we can text, interact with you. If you have questions about Nashville, about your plans, about what to do on a random Tuesday in Nashville, hit us up, 615-392-1358. All right, so no more stalling. We have to get to the budget of Nashville that was passed for the 2021 to 2022 fiscal year. This was passed early Tuesday night. I was very surprised to hear that it was passed before 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Most Metro Council meetings happen on Tuesday nights. Usually their meetings go well into 11, 10, 11, 12 at night. And, I did not expect it to pass that early. But let's see where your tax dollars are going. So according to News Channel 5, Metro Council City members voted to pass a $2.6 billion budget on Tuesday night. Now, the interesting thing is about 3 weeks ago, Stuart and I talked about Mayor Cooper receiving from Metro Schools I think almost $1 billion budget from Metro Schools, and I don't think that it got passed. So what ultimately passed, because a substitute budget was actually submitted by Council Member Toombs, it included much of Mayor Cooper's initial budgets, but had a few additions to it, but also had less money in it for Metro Public Schools. So what is in this budget that was passed? So according to News Channel 5, it includes a nearly $81 million increase in funding for Metro Nashville Public Schools, which would go towards teacher pay raises. Now, this is an increase from last year. It's still not an increase from what Mayor Cooper received to put in his budget. This budget will also add more than 100 police officers to the Metro Nashville Police Department and millions for transportation, affordable housing, and neighborhood funding. The budget also includes funding for a number of improvement requests submitted by various departments, $24.5 million for WeGo, $9 million for the fire and EMS operations, and $10.5 million for the police department, which includes operational funding for the new Southeast Precinct. The Barnes Fund for Affordable Housing, Stuart and I talked about that probably about 5 or 6 months ago, will receive $12.5 million as part of the continuing commitment for affordable housing. And if you have checked on the news as well recently, Amazon, Nashville's new overlord, has given $75 million for affordable housing in Nashville as well. This substitute budget would shift $13.6 million from various sources within the general fund and allocate the funds for other uses. Mayor John Cooper said in a press release following the budget's passing, after a year of crisis, Nashville is finally entertaining an era of investment. So we're luckily, this year, we are not cutting, we are adding. Cooper continued to say, and with this budget, we are laying the foundation to build a city that truly works for everyone, with historic investments in our schools, transportation, community safety, and affordable housing. We're making these essential investments with a tax rate that is more than a dollar less than our average rate over the past quarter century, the third lowest in Metro history. We'll probably expand on why that is later next week. Essentially, it's because Nashville's housing prices have increased at an abominable rate. And so Metro Council legally cannot take in more money because the percentage that the houses rose is greater than their percentage of the tax increase on the houses. So they're collecting the same amount of money because of the new appraisals that happened this year. So we'll probably talk about that more next week. Cooper continues to say, I am grateful to the Metro Council for working with us to fix and protect our finances, which has made this year's investment budget possible. So an investment budget, being able to invest in our city, the services in there. He continues to say, today, there's no city in America better positioned for the years ahead than Nashville, which is probably true. If you look at a lot of major American cities, one of the things that you are seeing are people leaving them and coming to the Southeast. Nashville is taking those people in. And yes, crime is still up in Nashville. I think that's definitely one thing that's not talked about in the city chambers as much. And that's one thing that would kind of keep us on those level playing fields with other cities. So I think as soon as we get that under control, then we could probably call ourselves the best positioned city in the United States. I don't know if we're there yet, but we are definitely making that list. A few items to note from the $13.6 million that went into the substitute budget from the general fund, the money that was pulled from there, is a little over $1 million for the fire department for 15 new fire and 10 new EMS positions starting January 1st, 2022. This is a good list of, like, if you want to work for the city, where the jobs are going to be. $170,000 to the health department for 3 new animal control positions. $818,000 for the mental health cooperations crisis treatment center. $5 million in change to fund the additional step pay increases and an additional 1% open range funding for employees as recommended by the Civil Service Commission. Hopefully they use those to refund some people who were kind of skimmed out by some bonus pay in the park system around Christmas time last year. And this money might help them, but we'll see. $662,500 to the Parks Department to fund 21 new positions starting January 1st, 2022, and restore funding for the Recreation Center programming. So that's all going to be starting up again. A little over $3 million to Metro Nashville Public Schools for pretty much however they want to spend it, including 7 professional development days for paraprofessionals, $1.4 million for elementary school advocacy centers, a little bit over $500,000 to reduce the student to psychologist ratio, a little bit over $59,000 to Metro Public Works for a full-time position at the East Convenience Center, $644,000 to the public library to provide a half year of funding for the following. Part of it is libraries on Fridays to have them open, which sounds great to me. Metro Social Services for 2 new employees in the homeless division impact. Yeah, that's a conversation we'll probably have next week as well. Metro Arts Commission for Restorative Programs in the Juvenile Court, Metro Human Resources for Training Materials, Cure Violence Programs in North Nashville, Metro Council Office Staffing for Translation, Professional Development Opportunities for Council Members, and some money for the County Clerk's Office for Staffing. You know, some of this article also includes some affordable housing quotes that you can read more in the link in the show notes. There was a little bit of a protest, in fact, but the protest unfortunately took place after the vote for the budget, and a group of young people from there were actually holding signs, and apparently you can't hold signs within the chamber, so security took the signs, which made the public inside the chambers upset. These are apartment buildings. According to News Channel 5, our residents claim they don't have working air conditioning and the living conditions are terrible. I mean, I don't blame them for trying to protest with this Tennessee heat. But yelling between the public towards council members quickly started, and Vice Mayor Jim Shulman tried to ease the crowd. And finally, he called for a break. And I believe I saw on News Channel 5 somewhere else as well that the council members during this break went and talked to these protesters outside to try to hear what they were saying. So we'll probably, if there is a follow-up on that, get to that as well. But it is unfortunate that they protested after the budget allocation. I don't know necessarily if they're protesting to have things put on the budget or if they're just protesting at the council meeting in general. It's kind of where the article cuts off. So if we have an update on that, we will get to that. So there you have it. That is Metro Council's $2.6 billion budget that was passed on Tuesday evening from Councilmember Toombs' substitute budget, not Mayor Cooper's budget. If you have any questions about this and want to learn more about the budget and you have questions, you can text us 615-392-1358 and we will do our best to answer these questions for you. All right, our local artist of the day are the Weird Sisters and their song Lost in the Chronic. This song is actually premiering today, so we hope you enjoy it. We hope you enjoy this song. You can learn more about the Weird Sisters by clicking on their Spotify link and going to their website, all in our show notes. Of course, you can listen to all of the artists who have been featured here on Nashville Daily by typing into Spotify, Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. A little bit about the Weird Sisters. They have been in Nashville for 6 years, and they have a couple great favorite restaurants. One is Brown's Diner, which can be found on 21st, kind of in the Hillsboro Village area. And another is Brother Z's Wang Shack, W-A-N-G, Wang Shack, over on Dickerson Pike, which is a fast-growing area and corridor of Nashville. So I hope that is the Wang Shack is very good, and I'm sure it is absolutely great. Can't wait to visit it very soon. All right, so here are the Weird Sisters with their song Lost in the Chronic.
Polyphonic, lost in the chronic, chromatic, static, dramatic, adjust the amplitude of attitude, call me quadratic, or did I misconstrue, it's overdue, the rendezvous was one-on-one, I had a different view, I see sine waves and x-rays, lost in some sonic sphere, aristocratic, so high that I'm shedding tears, mother, step, step, half step, diatonic, harmonic, kaleidoscopic ears, make you quadraphonic, subatomic grooves, just some neon and black, if you got the moves, set the sustaining attack. If you want the view, you know you gotta step back. I'm saying win or lose, just remember to laugh. Just the amplitude of attitude, call me polyphonic. Lost in the chronic, chromatic, static, dramatic. Adjust the amplitude of attitude, call me polyphonic. Lost in the chronic, chromatic, static, dramatic. Adjust the amplitude of attitude, call me polyphonic. Lost in the chronic, chromatic, static, dramatic. Adjust the amplitude. altitude of attitude. Call me polyphonic.
And that was the Weird Sisters with Lost in the Chronic. We hope you have a great rest of your weekend here in Nashville. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow on YouTube as well as the podcast platforms for our interview with Jordan Hyde. We talk about Twitch. We talk about dinosaurs. We talk about cinematography. We talk about a lot of Nashville food. We hope to see you there. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.